Good evening. Welcome to all those that are listening in on BBS Radio. Thank you for being here. Another hour with Winfrey and Terry Brown. If you have questions, we have answers. That is our brothers and sisters from the Ra group and Elohim group on the other side of the veil talking to us through Terry Brown. Win and Terry are both located in Sedona, Arizona. My name is Gijs Minderhout, located in Los Molinos, California. Today it is Wednesday, September 18th, 2019. If you want to, you can submit a question for tonight's show by emailing it to Win to the email address of questions@intelligent-infinity.com. questions@intelligent-infinity.com. Win will look through the submitted questions during the show and pick out those that he thinks are most applicable. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say it in my location.
Antonio in California.
Hello, Antonio. Good evening to you. Welcome.
Hi, Antonio.
Hi, guys. Hi, Lauren.
Hi.
And another person joined in. Welcome to you. Please say it in my location.
Hello, hi, and everyone. Shirley from Columbus, Ohio.
Hello, Shirley.
Hi,
good
Shirley.
Evening. Welcome.
Hi, Shirley.
All right.
I haven't been on the Whole Planet Healing call in like 3 days.
All right. You get another chance within the hour.
Yes.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say a name and location.
Hi. This is Cecil, the C6 Sea Serpent from Sunshine, Seattle.
All right. Welcome to you, Cecil.
Hi. Cecil.
Hi.
And if you just joined in on BBS, welcome to you. We can't hear you. We can't see you. This is, as usual, simulcast with a conference call. Another person calling in live, welcome. Please say name and location.
Hi, it's Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Don.
Hi,
good
Don.
Evening, Don. Welcome.
Hi, Don.
Antonio. Hi, Cecil. Hey, anybody I missed?
Hi.
Mm-hmm.
Lauren.
Hi, Lauren.
I've missed a couple of calls, and I've been sleeping a lot.
Getting caught up in your rest?
Yeah.
Sure.
I would wake up like around 8 or 9, take my medication, go on YouTube and look at videos, and I'd fall asleep. And the last time I woke up was about 10:30 at night.
Whoa.
And that happened like 3 days in a row.
Well,
you are sleeping at nighttime too, are you?
Two more people joined in. Welcome. Please say a name and location.
John from Las Vegas.
Hi, John. Good evening. Welcome.
All right.
Hi, John.
Hi,
John.
Hi. Who else?
And it's Roger in Austin.
Hi, Roger. Good evening. Welcome
hello,
to you.
Hello, Roger.
Hi, Roger.
Where is it?
Welcome to the next caller. Please say a name and location.
It's Wynn in Sedona.
Hello, Wynn. Welcome.
Hi,
Wynn.
Hey. Welcome to the next caller. Please say a name and location.
Hello, Terry from Dallas.
Hello, Terry. Welcome.
Hi,
Terry.
Hi, Terry. Hi, Antonio.
And somebody else joined in. Welcome to you. Please say a name and location. But, of course, only if you want to. We welcome you. And somebody else turned in. Welcome. Please say a name and location.
Yeah, Janine from Salt Lake City.
Good evening, Janine.
Hello,
welcome.
Janine.
Thank you.
Hi, Janine.
Hi, Janine.
Hello. How is everybody?
People turned in. Good. Two more people turned in. Welcome. Please say a name and location.
Hi, hi. This is Jennifer from Greensburg. Hi, everybody.
Welcome,
hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hello.
And the next caller, welcome. Please say a name and location.
Terry in Sedona.
Hello, Terry Brown. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Hi, Grandpa.
Marco. Is his name Marco?
Marco.
Mateo.
Antonio. Where art thou, Antonio?
It may be closer than you know.
And welcome to all those that joined in online through BBS Radio. Thank you for being here.
Yeah, Mateo, he's my uncle.
Yeah.
Welcome to the next caller. Please say a name and location.
Dr. Art in Hampton, Virginia.
Hi,
welcome,
Dr.
Art.
Hi, Dr.
Art.
Hey there. Hey, Dr. Art. Thank you so much. Great.
Did I say that right? Where thou, Antonio, is wherefore art thou?
Yeah,
kind of cutting out.
Not I, unless the breath of heartsick moans mist-like enfold me from the search of eyes.
And when in distress with nature and men's eyes, I all alone beweep my outcast state and trouble bootless heaven with my cries and look upon myself and curse my fate.
Did you make that up on the spot, Terry?
No, I had one of the leads in the senior play, and that was one of my lines.
What was the character?
Shakespeare, but in my in the lead, I was this librarian.
What play is that?
Now, why don't we have the reincarnation of Shakespeare on this line?
There you go.
Busy.
How do you know
he's
we don't?
Busy.
Busy writing.
That's right.
We did have another person join in. That might be Shakespeare. Welcome to the call. Please say a name and location.
Hi.
Of course, only. Hi, Jeannie. Welcome.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hello, Jeannie. Hello.
Who is that little voice in the background?
That's Jeannie Shakespeare.
Is that Jeannie with the light brown hair?
There's nobody in my background. I don't know. Somebody else came on, I think.
Now, is Lauren on the line?
Yeah.
Lauren, did you say you sent a question in?
I did.
Who did you send it to? Did you send it to the right email address?
I don't know. Questions at Infinity.
Questions. What time did you send it?
Hold on a second. I'll tell you.
Hey, Wynn.
Hey, Dharmananda?
Yeah, I just got on the internet. I haven't been able to ask my question yet.
Yeah, well,
start typing.
Yeah, okay, I will. I sent it at 5:20.
Okay, I don't have it. Okay. So,
it's caught up in the worldwide wait.
Well,
did you hear my question?
I got yours, Don. I got Valerie's.
I didn't get bumped back.
So
I guess I got the right address.
You didn't reply. Well, you know, Lauren, we gotta pay attention because they'll try to screw us over, you and me, you know. they'll single us out.
We had several people join in here in the last few minutes. Welcome to you all. If you want to, please say a name and location.
Hi, it's Prudy.
Hi, Prudy. Welcome. Welcome.
Thank you.
Prudy.
Hi, everybody.
Kyle, guten Abend. It's now welcome.
Guten Abend.
And Wanda up in Canada.
Hi, Wanda. Welcome.
Hi, Wanda.
Hi, Wanda.
Guten Abend.
Hi, Edna.
Hi, Edna.
Hi, Edna. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Who was that?
Edna.
Didn't sound like her tonight. Edna.
Oh, yeah.
What's the matter? There's more energy in your voice tonight.
I'm cooking.
Oh, you go into a high energy state when you cook, huh?
I love to cook.
Well, why don't you invite us all over for dinner?
Yeah, everybody's invited. Come over. I can cook for everybody.
What are we cooking?
Bratwurst.
I am doing a casserole, like it's a rice casserole with green pepper, some bacon, cheese, something really good. Never tried before, so. Hope it's gonna work.
Like a traditional Dutch dish. German.
No, I looked online. Not sure.
Heard Baron mit Schlagsahne.
It could be a Portuguese because it has also Portuguese sausage on it.
Yeah.
Say when?
It could come from Canada, would have Canadian bacon in it.
Yeah.
That's questions at intelligentinfinity.com, right?
Right.
Two L's in intelligent.
Two L's in intelligent, right.
Hey, mine is sent.
Who was that? Wanda?
Ramananda.
Pardon me? Dharmananda?
Yeah.
You sent yours, huh?
Yeah.
And I sent you as well.
Lauren, I got your question, okay?
Oh, I did, okay.
Did you just send it again?
Yeah.
Okay. And Dharmananda, I didn't get your question.
Be there in any minute.
Huh?
Should be there soon.
You sent a carrier pigeon.
Don't talk about pigeons. There's people on the line that have perverted connections with pigeons.
Well, that's your point of view.
The pigeon for dinner.
I found a pigeon once. I was on a train in Wyoming, and I looked out the window, there was a broken pigeon that couldn't walk good, and so I jumped off the train and I brought him in a hat box. And in Chicago, I found a vet. I walked a long way and I found a vet, and I gave him to the vet. And the vet said he picks him. I'm not sure I believed it, but I left him with a vet.
Had pigeon pie that night.
Yeah.
Served pigeon.
Okay, Dharmananda, I got Dharmananda. Okay, I got him.
When did I get mine?
Did I get yours?
Mm-hmm. I sent one, but if it's possible to put it in.
What time did you send it?
5:26.
I got Sarah. Sarah, are you there?
I don't think so.
You know, Terry, about the pigeons. Someday you're the pigeon, and someday you're the statue.
But other days you're the hummingbird.
Other days I'm the antippy.
Edna.
I sent it again.
Hey, you know what? Terry has been writing this book, and she's going to release one of the chapters on her memories of being Socrates' wife, okay? And I'm telling her, that doesn't make any sense. I mean, it doesn't relate to anything else we're doing, you know? And we were sitting there, and she was getting angry with me. And then finally I said, why don't we call it this? And I said, the bitchiest wife in history. And she said, that's a great title. It's true as well. It's not just making it up. It makes everybody want to know, how could Terry be the bitchiest wife in history? Right?
That's true. That alone will make you somebody read it.
And while you're sitting there, Socrates showed up.
So, tuned in. Welcome. Do you want to say your name or location? We welcome you.
When did you get my question?
Your question, John? No, I didn't get your question.
Really?
Where did you send it to?
Intelligent.
When did you send it?
Yeah.
When did you send it?
About 3, 4, 5 minutes ago.
Well, I'll check again. Maybe it just came in. Okay. Let me log in. Hang on. If anyone is new on the line, the production part of this call is part of the call. Okay. So it's kind of a reality call, okay? Where how do we say it? It's kind of like everybody comes as they are. And people submit questions, and we ask their questions tonight. So just a moment, we're going to start the recording, and I'm going to mute everybody. And just another moment here. Let me just see if I have John's question and Edna's question. Okay, I got John's question, but I do not see... Let me just take one more look here. Your question is definitely not here. If you send it again, I might fit it in, but we got a number of.
We'll get started. Then. It's 20 after.
What's that? Yeah. No, it's only 19 after. Come on, don't exaggerate.
19 and 7 seconds.
Listen, we are not just fooling around just now. The Elohim is listening to everybody, sussing you out, right? And
while they're at it, have them put my wife Betty in the light. She's not feeling well.
Who was that?
I got it.
Wife Betty.
Okay.
You know, Cecil, sometime on Whole Planet Healing,
yes.
you should just go in and hand her the phone and say, hey, these guys all want to say hello to you, right? And then you can be sure she'll leave you at that point.
Vin, I believe Sarah to be here as well.
Who?
Sarah.
Sarah's here?
Hello, Sarah.
Yes, I'm here. Hi.
All right.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
All right, Sarah, we got your question. All right?
Okay. Great. Thank you.
You got my question yet, Wynn?
Oh. I see. John wants to know if he was a dinosaur in the past life.
No, you got it all wrong. Read the whole question. You got everything wrong there. You keep saying that Terry was a dinosaur, but you can't even get your story straight.
Dinosaur doo-doo?
All right, John, I got your question. All right.
At 84 years old, tomorrow, I'm feeling like a dinosaur in this place.
Tomorrow?
Tomorrow,
happy 84.
Birthday.
All right.
Happy birthday.
Well,
happy birthday.
You better not come into Whole Planet Healing tomorrow, Cecil.
Why is that?
Because everybody will make a big fuss. You know? Unless
they can make a fuss.
Put your wife on the line and let it. We'll sing happy birthday to you, and she can listen.
She's in the other room.
Not tonight. Not tonight. Oh. We don't have time tonight. Tomorrow.
Okay. Okay. I got
it. All right.
Anyway, are you ready?
I'm like Terry. I'm never ready. Okay. I'm ready.
Muted. The recording has started.
This is September 18th, 2019. Wynn and Terry in Sedona, everybody everywhere. This is our Wednesday night call, which we have temporarily titled for the last 10 years. You've got questions, we've got answers. But that does not mean we're smarter than anybody else. We're talking to sources on the other side, and they're smarter than everybody else. But it does not mean they take your power away. They never do that. They help guide you into making decisions, and they're very wise. And they're paying attention to us all. Right now, on the line, and let's see here. Okay. So, we're going to do our invocation to the light, and Terry Brown, who is our beloved agent for the other side, who's able to be a voice for the Elohim, she is going, Terry, you want to say hello and while you're still a human?
Hi, everybody.
Okay. Good. That was the Elohim masquerading as a human at that point. Okay. So, Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect Terry and myself. And any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and be transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to. And anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes. We take a moment and we position ourselves so that we are in contact with each and every person on the line who wishes to have contact with us. We come directly to you. We do not come to the telephone line. We do not come through the computer. That is the voice that comes through there. It is a marvel of technology that we are able to set this all up. And we are pleased to be part of it. If we ever say anything that doesn't make sense to you, disregard it. You are the one that is in control of your life. You set your goals, even if they may be at a subconscious level. And those are the belief systems also are the guidelines for how you live your life. Checking at your belief systems can reveal much about how you choose your outcome, even though it may be at a subconscious level. Do you have questions?
Yeah, we're going to do the first question from Sarah in Evanston, Illinois. I found out on September 13th that our pediatrician was missing for a few weeks. And a few days ago, it was confirmed he passed away. I am devastated. He was one of the most kind, smart, up-to-date with research, intelligent persons I have ever met. No one knows why he passed away. I am grieving his passing, as well as hundreds of his patients. But we are all in the dark now, knowing what happened to him. He was a holistic pediatrician who seemed very concerned about the corruption in the healthcare industry. His name was
Dr. Ho?
Dr. Van Kunis from KOANIS from Evergreen Park, Illinois. Can you ask our sources if they can give some closure? I also want him to know that he was loved by everyone and will be missed tremendously. And that's from Sarah.
Yes. We take a moment and we send him of light. He is on the other side and is, we search for a word. He's a little leery of connecting. He loved his patients dearly. And he had the very best in mind for them. It is his right and privilege to maintain his privacy, give us a moment. He is desirous of his privacy and the reasons why at this time.
The reasons why he died?
Reasons why he wishes it to be kept private.
Okay. Okay, thank you so much. And people that love him are listening right now. So if he wants to say anything to them.
His heart goes out to them. He wishes he could serve them longer.
Thank you. Next question here is from Cecil asked to put his wife Betty in the light.
Yes. We are doing it.
Okay. This is from John Suborowski. How did the dinosaurs get here? And did the Anunnaki put them here, or did they evolve naturally through evolution? Now, he didn't ask this, or I'm going to ask it, or did some other group put them, bring them into this planet?
There was a time on this earth when the climate was quite different, particularly in the tropics, which was in the area of Los Angeles and Ohio, and different areas had a tropical climate, and there was much nutrients in the soil and much available for nutrition to foster large bodies. And the dinosaurs were very large. They were very intelligent, as intelligent as humans were. However, they did not have the forefinger and the thumb, so they had more of a lifetime of foraging. And they grew very large. They were related to the birds, some of them. And they had their own culture. And they, as we see that there were some animals that are no longer in existence today that crossed with the dinosaurs. They crossed with another species, which gave the dinosaurs, and the earth was very productive and friendly to the dinosaurs to grow and to develop into very strong creatures, much like an elephant is a very strong and big, except that the dinosaur was more slender and very, very tall, coming up to like 8 feet tall, 10 feet tall, including its head, or even taller in cases. The LA area was a very good place for the development of the dinosaurs, and they had a very good life. When the bodies became extinct, the dinosaur souls were quite upset because they did not have appropriate bodies to reincarnate to the dinosaurs. Were quite angry in that there were no more dinosaur bodies to reincarnate into, and they were used to having a very, very tall body structure, and the human structure was foreign to them and very small. They cared about their young. They sheltered their young. They, again, did not have the thumb and the forefinger to be able to develop structures that would be hand-built. So it was a very different kind of a life. Where did they come from? They developed in certain areas of the earth, which fostered their growth. And the attributes of their bodies were to do with survival. The ones that could reach the tallest trees could be able to graze above the area of the other animals, be able to graze and to and then survive the ones that were the tallest had a very good survival rate, better than the short ones, and the bigger ones had a very good survival rate. They were brought here originally by another Wolf Planet alien race, and they were grown here much like game for outpost civilizations, although the dinosaurs did not think of themselves as being farmed, and they did become quite wild and free. Thank you.
Thank you. Years ago, Terry and I were walking through the La Brea tar pits in Los Angeles, and it is a place where there are dinosaur bones, and they're excavating them all the time. And, of course, I thought Terry was crazy, but she was saying, as I recall, there's all these dinosaur ghosts here. Now
yes.
I don't think she's crazy. And
I worked across the street from there, and I used to go over there and have lunch on the lawn every day.
Did the dinosaur ghosts that were there, did they enjoy the humans who would walk around?
They were really mad at the humans. They were very, very angry. And I used to go in there and see the reconstruction of dinosaur bones and a couple of dinosaurs there, and I used to talk to him, and I'd say, you know, doesn't it get boring just sticking around these bones and watching the people go by, you know? And so a couple of them started following me around, and they started talking to me, you know, that how angry they were, and this is Terry here, how angry they were because it wasn't supposed to be the people walking around, it was supposed to be the dinosaurs that had control. And so I tried to set them free, but, you know, they really wanted a dinosaur body. They didn't want one of these little small human bodies. So, anyway.
Okay. Thank you. Next question. Dharmananda. I suggested that he ask this. He was initiated into Siddha Yoga by Rabha Muktananda. And he got an Indian name from Baba Hari Das. And has that blocked him in any way from connecting with the energies of our sources, the Christ energy or the Elohim, since, as we have come to understand it, the Hindus, have a different group soul than the Ra group.
They do have a different group soul that they can interface with and move into upon death. Is this the Muktananda that had the tent in Santa Monica and came over and had the ashram in New York?
I think so, but I'm not sure. Hang on a second. I'm going to mute everybody for a moment and unmute everybody and ask Dharmananda to come forward and answer that.
Unmuted.
No,
Dharmananda.
Yes, he had an ashram in Oakland.
I mean, he was the famous Muktananda, right? The one.
Yeah, not Yogananda, Muktananda.
Muktananda, yeah. Right. And he was the one that Ram Dass was connected to, right?
No. Werner Erhard brought him up, got him over here.
Werner Erhard did.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Ram Dass was definitely connected to a Muktananda.
It was Nichananda.
No, Muktananda. Ram Dass was connected to Muktananda. I went to an event where the two were together, okay?
Oh, okay.
But he was a fairly charismatic, good-looking guy, very strong energy, right?
Oh, yeah. He loved
okay,
me.
Okay, sounds like the same. I didn't ask that. I just wanted to try to confirm it's the same Muktananda, okay? Okay.
And muted.
Back to our sources.
Repeat the question.
The question was Dharmananda's initiations by these Indian gurus tying him to the group soul of India and making it harder for him to connect with the energies of our sources?
There was a connection there. It is a total energy awareness an acceptance and participation that you are free to choose and to move out of one and into another. The initiation there did orient you in that direction. Muktananda was a very advanced soul that had a lot to offer and a lot to teach. He had great awareness of the forces around him, and he was a great guide. It is entirely up to you how you set your sights. If you set your sights, say, on Muktananda's group, it opens to you. If you set your sight on Ra group or the Elohim group, that opens to you. The energies are yours this English language is hard. The energies are yours to choose and to open to.
Thank you. Question from Lauren. And of course, we need an interpreter for the question here, but I'll just read it and hopefully you'll understand it, okay? Contrary to what one might imagine, expect, desire, or assert in advance, authentic, especially original research, and the direct discovery process, no matter the subject, is empirical, and so far removed from predictability and speculative theories, it inevitably concludes in revelatory surprises.
Okay, revelatory?
Revelatory surprises. So what Lauren is referring there to, it seems to me, is scientific research that no matter what you think in advance, until you do it, it can very well surprise you. The discovery process into nature's actual truths, or any underlying cause for that matter, I found to be boundlessly pure curiosity of heart. Into the intimate dance, art, and music of the unknown, empirically tempered by a harmonious balance of intuition, analytic reasoning, in profound respect to the external influences involved. Utilitarian motto in life and professionally, never presume. 'Tis better to wisely ferret out and know what actually is. That's truth, not acceptance of a perception or a belief about it.
Yes.
To this, yes, I add the experience words of Mark Twain, who said, "It ain't what you don't know that gets you into trouble. It's what you know for sure that just ain't so." Also, faith is believing what you know ain't so. Okay? All right. Of course, everything is fine, except I don't see the question. So do you want to make a comment on that?
We can make a comment on it. Yes, this is very wise. Assuming from the viewpoint of that you know nothing about it, and then observing, and you can come up with a total different conclusion. If you presume that you know, it can lead you down blind alleys and into false assumptions.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Okay, question from Antonio. when did I get obsessive compulsive disorder? And when you answer that, you might mention if there's past lifetimes involved. And how do I stop it or manage it? And I want to know if CalMag is a good product for me to take for my bones and teeth. And also, CalMag also relaxes you. So it may be good for compulsive, obsessive stuff. Okay?
Yes, it's a good time to take it is before bedtime at night.
That question was from the last time I asked.
Oh, it was?
Yes.
Okay.
And the question that I sent was, what supplements and vitamins would I need to get my OCD in balance and my electrons?
At a higher voltage. Obsessive compulsive disorder.
You have a propensity to hang on to the things that are familiar to you to give you security and to feel that you are safe. It is a a desire that it is when you speak creates, for instance, the desire for a caller to maintain the familiar so that you feel confident that your surroundings have not changed suddenly, and you love the comfort of the predictability. It is a desire for your life to be predictable that you hang on to the familiar, what is comfortable, what has in the past been true, and unpredictability is uncomfortable because you aren't sure anymore than in an unpredictable situation what your surroundings are. It is a desire to have everything being familiar, and if it is perhaps not so familiar, then it is unnerving. You could take a look at that, and you could see, have a familiar thing. It is the same thing that when you buy something that you don't have a use for, but yet it is stabilizing because it has mass and form, and you can use it to have familiar things around you, even though they might not be useful. So take a look at that aspect, and then you can have some fun with it. You can look at something that you treasure and feel its mass, feel its substance, and you can get a calmness from knowing it's there, and it's there tomorrow, and that the objects in your room are there and are familiar to you, and the placement of it is familiar to you, and you can just look at the things around you and get comfort from the fact that they're there, that the tree outside is there, that the walkway is there, and feel the comfort of having these things around you that have not shifted, have not moved, and it is still there tomorrow. And just enjoy that. It's like, don't try to change it. Just enjoy the presence of something tomorrow that was there yesterday, and love it a bit. And this can help you relax. Thank you.
Thank you. You know, I wanted to make the comment that I have a sliding glass door that when I look out, there's all of these large bushes around the perimeter of a property line, and they're about 8 feet from my sliding glass door. And a few days ago, I was looking at them, and I realized it seemed as if they were radiating really good energy towards me, and they liked me being here, and I kept exchanging energy with them. And I'm sitting there right now. I've come to like to sit here, and there's a certain comforting in having those bushes around me. Can you comment on that?
Yes, the bushes love you. And if you, when you sit down in your window, you just say hello to them and radiate the energy to them, they will get it, and they will love you back.
That's exactly what I felt, okay? All right, we've gone through all the questions for tonight, except for Valerie and for Don Herman.
And Edna.
And Edna, I didn't get Edna's question, actually. So I looked for it, but ask them again next week. And I put Valerie and Don, sometimes put them off because they probably ask the question every week for a year, both of them. And that's
not
good. I'm glad they did. Huh?
Not entirely.
Not entirely, but I like to, you know, when we're getting a bunch of questions in, unless their question, well, they both ask really good questions, okay? Valerie usually asks questions about her personal phenomena experiences. And just be patient, guys. Keep putting them in because I will ask them. And thank you all for asking questions tonight. And do our sources have any closing comments?
Well, we send those out to you people, and it is a treasure to be able to connect with you, and we feel your radiance back.
Thank you very much. And Lauren called me in the middle of all that, and I have a feeling he said, oh, there was a question, and I missed it, but I'm sorry, ask it next week.
Unmuted.